Metzger's Dog by Thomas Perry. Narrated by Michael Kramer. Copyright 1983 by Thomas Perry. Introduction copyright 2003 by Carl Hyacin. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Random House, an imprint of the Random House Publishing Group, a division of Random House Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction by Carl Hyacin. In one of my favorite scenes in Metzger's Dog, a group of senior spooks from the Central Intelligence Agency is sitting around talking about a top-secret project known as the Exploding President. The idea, conceived by a flaky agent named Molnar, and ultimately rejected by his superiors, was to create a replica dummy of the President of the United States, and then fill it with 200 pounds of high explosives. "What the hell for?" asks one of the CIA guys. "To assassinate assassins, you know, at parades and ceremonies." "But that would kill everybody around it for 100 yards.
"Right. Well done, Hamburger. If we'd gone for that one, we might have gotten the nuclear president. I guess it's our loss. Glad to see you found something else for Molnar to do."
At which point the director of the CIA looks up earnestly and says, "It's not fair to mark a man for life just for one bad idea." That subtle dose of absurdity is worthy of Graham Greene, who I suspect would approve enthusiastically of Thomas Perry. So many mystery writers know how to spin a crackling good yarn, as reviewers are fond of saying, but precious few make us laugh out loud. Elmore Leonard can do it in his sleep. So can Donald Westlake and Lawrence Block. Perry has been blessed with the same gift. Other novelists would kill for lines he tossed.